Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. I've been having a lot of fun with my panty licker in Georgia. You know, he sent me this super hot, sort of like a bondage, tease and denial, guided masturbation kind of fantasy to do, and it's a long one, and he wanted to do a call, and we didn't really have time to do that whole thing, so he called me up, and I made up my own little sort of fantasy where I restrained him under a rubber sheet. And, you know, I tied him, hog-tied him, or spread eagle anyway, on the bed, and I put a nice snug rubber sheet over him, and I put two straws in his nose, and I sucked all the air out of the sheet, so he was smothered. And then I cut a hole in, and I took my panties, and I put them in his mouth, and had him suck them, because he's panty licker. And, the rest is history. I ran my fingers up the front of the sheet, and he went crazy. I could hear him panting. It was really a hot fantasy. I have to say, I outdid myself. It was quite intense, and I asked Panty Licker if he wanted to, you know, type me out all the details, because quite honestly, I don't remember what I did, but I do know I really, you know, I really thought this was a super hot session, and he said he didn't have time. He had to do something else. So, instead of me elaborating on it, all you strokers out there are going to have to imagine yourselves restrained and under a sheet and me just teasing you. So, there's a little more I want to mention here. We've been doing some online teasing, and each night now he's asking me if he could come. And I decided, no, I don't want him to come. You know, I'm really into orgasm denial. So, what I did was, I told him to tie himself to a chair and sleep sitting up and no coming. And he was just locked in bondage all night long. Now, he did write me a beautiful report about this, which is posted on the blog. So, I want you all to read it. It's super hot. So, Panty Licker in Georgia, no coming for you. I'm going to tie you up and restrain you and tease you. And I'm going to peel off my panties, you know. I've been doing a lot of exercising, so my panties are nice and fragrant. I can't say that word. So I'm going to stuff them in your mouth while you're tied. And I'm going to tease you. No coming for you. And I need more reports. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye, Panty Licker. Mwah! From Miss Mandy.